This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problems.
Good. Glad to hear it. The family's good. Everyone's getting along. School's going well.
Seems to be.
No one's...
First day back. Everybody was fine.
First day back?
Yesterday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got you yesterday. Okay. I thought maybe they got yesterday off for some reason. No one's in... there's nothing interesting to talk about.
I wish I could tell you more. I really wish I could tell you more.
I'm kind of in the same position.
I wish there was, there's no some drama. Sort of drama.
Yeah. It's weird, I mean, to say that I wish that there was drama. It's good for this. It's good for what we do.
Yeah, of course.
If there's something interesting to talk about. Yep. If someone does something terrible to someone else in my family, it can be very good for me because it gives me something to talk about.
Right.
In the early days, I think people got annoyed with me sharing that stuff.
Oh, your family?
Yeah, and I think there's certain
people... Because I never got annoyed with it. I
know you didn't.
It.
You poked and prodded. And,
sure.
And eventually you just get to the point where you're like, all right... I think I got something here. It's going to be pretty embarrassing for my niece, but I think I got something here. And that became more important, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then you have certain people that say, well, I'm done with that guy. I don't like him. Yeah. I got to stay away from him. Anything you do could end up on the radio.
That's true.
And then you have the other people who say, oh, all right.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And then you have people who meet you after they hear you on the radio. Then those people, I'm like, well, you're open game then.
Yeah, of course.
If you met me after I was on the radio, if you met me before, and then you're like, what are you talking about? Stuff like before,
yeah.
I didn't know you were going to do this. Okay, you didn't sign up for that.
Right.
But if I met you after...
Then that's that.
That's that.
You knew.
Because I know you're only friends with me because of what
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. The only reason we're talking.
And the only reason why I'm friends is because I'm waiting for you to screw up.
Exactly.
Something to talk about.
Exactly.
You think I'd hang out with you if I didn't think you were... You are content.
Right. And I think that's probably the rule with a lot of people. I mean, even if you look at, like, Eminem... He and Kim, you know, it's like, who can he trust, who can not? He became this big, huge superstar, and you're thinking, why is he still talking about Kim? Well, because he met her before. I'm not saying we're Eminem.
I just pounded that, mitra-9.com.
Good stuff, huh?
Not bad.
But those people are totally...
Well, Eminem's mom died.
Uh-huh.
His mom died.
Yeah, I'm saying Kim.
I'm just saying you brought it up on the day his mom died. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why he's on my mind. I don't know. But anyhow, if there was anyone in my life that I could exploit right now, I would, is what I'm getting at. And there's just really not a whole lot going on. Something that doesn't involve my personal life that I wanted to ask you about is this whole big NFL scandal with, I'm not going to remember his name. The guy from the Texans. Who did she got suspended for that hit on Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe I was watching the wrong thing at first, but for people who haven't seen it, Trevor Lawrence is starting to kind of slide.
He's sliding.
He's like in the process of a slide, and this linebacker is coming at him, and he's already got momentum going. I think if you watch it over and over again, it looks like this Texans linebacker already has put this momentum into the tackle. He started to throw his body. And then Trevor Lawrence starts to slide.
Right.
And the way he hits him, he kind of comes over the top of him.
To predict that.
That's my thing.
Like what he's going to do. And I think, like I've said before, I think quarterbacks exploit that.
They do. It's like soccer now, right?
They
know.
And not only that, they look like they're going to slide, and they don't slide, or they look
that too, yeah.
Mahomes, as much as I love you, I'm looking at you. You look like you're going to run out of bounds, and then everybody kind of pulls up, and then you scamper for 6 more yards.
Yeah, just got that toe right on the edge there.
Right, because nobody tackled me. I'll run for 10 more yards. Yeah. Like, so, I think the only way to change that is... Because for whatever reason, they don't want quarterbacks to get hurt. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So that's fine.
I'm trying to make the game safer. I'm fine with that.
Right. I think they should just do it like a fair catch. If Mahomes wants to run out of bounds, then he can raise his hand like a fair catch and be down where he raises his hands.
Okay.
If Trevor Lawrence wants to run down the field and then put his hand up before this dude knocks his block off... He's got to put his hand up for a fair catch. That's it. Because the whole sliding thing, I'm running at you full speed.
Right.
I'm a 240-pound man, and I run a 4.5. You're a 210-pound man. You probably run a 5.0. I don't know what you run, right? But we're going down the field.
Towards each other.
To be violent. I'm supposed to be violent to you.
Yes, I'm supposed to use my body to bring you to the ground.
It is a violent sport, and I'm supposed to be violent. I'm supposed to bring violence to you.
Yes.
So, I don't know, how you stop.
And even if
you say, well, that, and I'll even give you, say, well, that one was egregious. I don't know that it was. But just say that it was. It still happens all the time when it's not egregious. You know what I'm talking about. So, the fact of the matter is just raise your hand.
Well, and just like the idea, intent should sort of matter here, too. Did he mean to, you got the tackling with your helmet and all that, helmet to helmet. There's a lot of times where somebody moves, the person with the ball moves slightly, and suddenly that helmet is now coming at that helmet when I don't think the defensive player meant
to
hit you
not.
With the helmet, but they still get that call. This is like, and maybe this is bad, and I'm missing something obvious, but to me, I just think, why can't it be more like basketball? When you take the shot, if the ball's left your hands already, then... And the clock stops. As long as the ball has left your hands already, then whatever happens afterwards. My thing is, in these tackles, in these sacks, when this guy starts to slide, was the other guy already throwing his... Was he already initiating this tackle? Had he already started to try and tackle the person before the other person said, I give up? It's like a dog when they roll over on their back and they say, I give up. You got me. You're the bigger dog. And in football, it's the slide. There's other things. You can go out of bounds, too.
Sure.
But did I start to... initiate that stop, because I'm supposed to stop you with the tackle. Was my body in motion coming at you in that direction before it was clear that you had said, I give up?
Yeah, okay, but I mean, if they wanted to do it that way, which I don't disagree with, then they should probably just say, if you're a quarterback and you're running the ball past the line of scrimmage, you don't get to slide.
Yes.
Learn how to protect yourself.
I'm totally fine with that. Because it is football after all.
Right, so... If you're going to spin and move and hit, you don't get to run 15 yards down the field, then slide because somebody's going to tackle you. If you don't want to get tackled, then throw the ball away.
Yep.
You have options. You don't have to take off sprinting down the field.
Right.
Because when you start running, you're a wide receiver, a running back. You are what you are. So, I would be fine with that.
It'll change the game, but that's the way it is. That's why they won't do it. Because then you won't see these guys who run the ball all the time, like Lamar.
But how many times do you see Lamar slide?
Well, and he gets, you know, he gets hit plenty and gets back up. So it's not like just because you're a quarterback. Right. You're right. So maybe it wouldn't change the game all that much.
I don't know. I think the guys who run, the running quarterbacks, I don't see Jalen Hurts sliding all that much.
Yeah, there was a time when
Mahomes used to think sliding that much. I do see him run out of bounds, but I don't see him slide all that much.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess in my mind he slides, but I don't know. It felt like back when I was a kid, if you had a quarterback that ran the ball a lot, he got hurt all the time.
Yeah.
And now it feels like maybe they don't get hurt as often, but maybe they do. I just thought suspending this guy, what did they suspend him for, like 2 or 3 games?
Yeah,
or something?
I thought it was a lot.
Is that not seem totally crazy? And it feels also like what you're saying now is the result is what matters. If the hit looks bad, if the person is hurt.
It's also what you're saying, if it looks bad, if the person's hurt, and if it's a quarterback.
And if it's a quarterback, of course.
Right, because, you know.
You don't do this for other guys.
Defensive backs are laying out wide receivers.
Right.
You know, yeah, they may get, you know, a 15-yard penalty, but nobody's suspending them.
For like, how much time? But exactly, they're not saying you're getting suspended.
They might get ejected that game, but it doesn't happen. Like, you're ejected for 3 games and you're enemy number one. Like, if you hit a running back, it is what it is.
Well, I saw the headline earlier, so it was an unacceptable hit. And I thought, well, obviously, he got suspended. But I just wondered, I looked at it, and I'm not the huge sports guy that you are, but I looked at it and went, or is it just the result? Are we doing this thing where, just like when you hit somebody that's running out of bounds, or they're running along the very edge there, and you hit them and you push them out of bounds hard, and they go, oh, that was a late hit, because, oh, that quarterback, he started to already take his foot had just come out of bounds right before you hit him. Well, my body was already in motion.
Right, yeah.
And if I don't tackle him, you're telling me, why are you letting this guy run up and down the sidelines arms? Hit him. Stop him. But now it's like, be careful right there. And really, you're right. It's just always with the quarterback. They should almost just put a flag on the quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
And just say, okay, instead of tackling the quarterback, you just got to pull the flag.
Or the other way, just be like, hey, if you run the ball past the line of scrimmage, fair game.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you slide, whatever.
We still got to hit you. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Okay, so it's that time of year, my man.
Yeah.
Christmas shopping. Today's actually a holiday, too.
It is?
It's something. It's not a holiday, but it's Giving Tuesday. I saw a thing about it this morning. It said 30-some percent.
Give me a hand job.
Exactly. I guess maybe that's what it is. I didn't look into it. That's probably what it is. I don't know.
Good to me.
Yeah. They said like a third of Americans.
Speaking of hand jobs, where the hell is Snowcomb?
Don't know.
He just doesn't show up to work anymore.
Anymore?
No, like, and time, ever.
Yeah, but did he?
Up when he wants.
Yeah, but did he ever? You just said anymore, like.
Well,
suddenly there's a problem.
I thought he cared.
Yeah, it's like, but it's very brief moments, right? There's like something happens and then it's like 3 or 4 days. I mean, at most, really, a week where you're like, oh, okay, he's here. And then after that, it goes back to what it was before. And it's always that he's asleep.
Right.
Like, we start in the afternoons.
And we start at 2.
Right, in the afternoon. Now, if it was mornings, it still wouldn't be acceptable. You go, hey, you do mornings. That's what you do.
Right, but
you
this is 2 o'clock
but
in the afternoon.
But this just seems like one of the benefits of doing afternoons is it's so easy.
Like, I actually took my kids to school today, came back home, played a couple video games, and looked around and was like, you know what? I'm going to take a nap.
You know why? Because he had plenty of time.
Well, I'll have a meal.
That's why. Now, I guess you could stay up till 6 in the morning and then go to bed and have a hard time waking up, but I don't know why you would need to do that. You know what I mean?
Even if you stayed up till 6 in the morning.
You should still be able to get here, okay? Yeah.
You could sleep until 12:30.
Yeah.
6.5 hours. If you stayed up till 6 in the morning.
Right.
You could sleep for 6.5 hours.
There's so much time between the time that we leave and the time that we have to come back. So much time to sleep and do more. It's not like just, people who work a lot of hours, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week.
When I first got divorced, I decided I'm going to act like I'm in college again.
Yeah.
And I did that for about 3 years. For lack of a better term, partied harder than I probably ever have in my life. You remember this time.
I recall. I was proud of you. I was like, good. But I could tell, too, that I could see it was starting to run its course.
Right.
Not because you were, worn out, just because you, kind of were getting bored with it.
Right.
I didn't think, he can't keep this going. He's just,
I could stay up, I promise you. I can stay up as late as you want to stay up.
Yeah.
I don't care how late you want to stay up. Until the sun comes up, that's fine.
Yep.
And we can keep going. I have to be to work till 2.
Exactly. So even if I can't sleep at night, it's fine. If I can lay there in bed and it's 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, even I'm like, God, I cannot fall asleep.
Okay.
I'm not too stressed because I don't have to be up. What happens is if I don't sleep good is I go, oh, I missed out on time this morning to do other things that I could have done.
Yeah.
All those other things. Sure. Called that place, made this appointment, gone to the
DMV. I couldn't sleep last night. Didn't sleep good. I don't ever sleep good. I look at my phone. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it happens.
I got to wake up at 7 and take your youngest kid to school.
Yeah.
I'm still not worried.
Right. No.
But I'm like, I take him. I can take an hour.
There's still
whatever.
So many hours.
Right.
There's just so much time. There's so much time. And if it was one of those deals, I've had jobs where you work late, at least late enough, and because it's such hard labor that you get home and you're just exhausted, so you fall asleep, and you really don't have much time or energy to do anything other than sleep. You've had those jobs, right?
Yeah, of course.
You work in construction or whatever, and then you wake up and you're like, dude, this sucks.
Meet me at Home Depot at 5:15. Like, Jesus Christ.
Right. And you're like, all right. And like, you got to be at the job site at 5:30 in the morning or whatever, and it's 45 minutes away. And you're like, I'm definitely going to be 5 or 10 minutes late this morning. You're rushing to get there. But this is like hours and hours and hours. There's snow cone. Hey, snow cone. Did you get some sleep?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. So anyhow.
20.
Anyhow.
Maybe later than that.
Christmas movies. I saw this thing. They were crapping on Christmas movies that I'm almost positive.
You're not going to ask where he was?
I just asked him if he got some sleep. But what else is there to ask? Where were you? What were you doing? You getting a haircut?
Nope, I was just late.
Kind of looked like you got a haircut, maybe.
Why were you late?
Overslept.
You overslept past 2 o'clock in the afternoon again.
I woke up like at 1:45. Yep.
What time do you fall asleep?
Like 3 last night.
That's a
but
lot of hours.
3 to 1:45?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I told you, man, I don't know.
10.5 hours? You need a CPAP.
Well, what about an alarm? I guess I can sleep 10.5 hours, too. What about an alarm clock?
I set them.
You ever thought about that?
I set them. I'll sleep for 18 hours if and I don't set
okay,
an alarm.
Okay, well, yeah, but the alarm clock, does it wake you up?
Move the alarm clock to the other side of the room. That's what I used to do.
I've done that. I've done it.
And then what happens? You get up and
sleep
off? I wake
up and I don't remember turning it off, yeah.
So you get up, you walk across the room, you turn it off, and you go back to sleep, and so then you wake up and you don't remember any of this happening?
Yep.
And you said you did a sleep study?
I'm trying to schedule one.
Oh, you're trying to schedule one, okay. Because I have a feeling you might need one of those machines. If you think you're sleeping for 10.5 hours, and you're still like, God,
you might need one of those machines, you know, one that gets you up.
Well, one of those machines, too. Yeah. One of those ones where the thing flies out of it and you can't put it back together. I looked at those for you.
Those ones that
roll around the room and you have to go find it because it disappears.
I put my Alexa in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That bitch will not shut up.
Right.
It's actually some country singer. Like, get up, drink beer. I don't know what he says. It's the most annoying one that I could find.
Mine's singing in the rain. Good morning. Good morning. Every day. And right. I can't get to it unless I get up and physically go
exactly.
turn it
I can
off.
Go down in the kitchen. I'll scream at her. Alexa, shut up.
Yeah.
And finally, I've just yelled so much that I have to go down there.
Yeah. When I did mornings briefly, I set an alarm clock in my closet. Like, put it under a pile of blankets, put it on radio on max volume. And that was like the third alarm clock. That was a backup.
Right.
Really, the goal was to wake up and go turn that thing off before it went off because I knew how angry it would make me just hearing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, generally speaking, if I had a really hard time getting up, I hadn't gotten 10 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying about you could sleep for 2 days. I could, too. I think I could lay there for a really long time before I actually feel like I need to get up. But if I'm forced to get up, I don't like sleepwalk and then go, oh, I don't remember turning off my alarm. I must have been so dog tired from that 10.5 hours of sack time. I don't have that problem. Like, once I'm awake, I don't want to wake up. I get what you're saying. But I can tell that I did sleep, you know?
When I didn't have the kids 7 days a week, right?
Yeah.
I want to tell you that I think during that extreme partying phase I went through after my divorce when I didn't have the kids, right? So they're with their mom for a couple of days. I'm by myself. I would stay up till 6 o'clock in the morning just getting hammered.
Yeah, I remember.
Whatever, doing crazy stuff, acting like I was 23.
I remember.
I still don't think I set an alarm.
Right.
But, well, like,
because
it's not,
you don't have to be here till the afternoon.
You're not here till 2.
Right.
I'm like, I should set an alarm. I'm like, why? Like, I'm not going to sleep till 3.
I can sleep all day. Yeah, and still not
I mean,
be
I know
late.
I'm hammered, but, I mean, I've still got 7. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I still have 7 hours. I'm going to wake up at some point, unless I die.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
I am worried about death.
I used to think that maybe Snow Cone was dead. There was a time when I thought, man, something must have happened to him. But I stopped thinking that. And I'm not saying that that's not like the equivalent of the boy who cried wolf or anything. It's not like you're asking for help. And then, it's just that I know that you have a hard time waking up. Like, I know that you have a hard time getting up to be here at 2 o'clock. So when you're not here, I'm just like, he's still asleep.
Say he's late to work all the time. Like, people start at 8 o'clock. This is 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Maybe that's his 5 a.m. I don't know how his body works. Maybe that's what they'll find out in your sleep study. Is that, hey, you know what? Your whole clock is inverted. Your body thinks it's the middle of the night. This is a huge problem for you. It's a disease called Snokian disease. And it's very rare, but it affects your DNA. And I think you probably just need to get some sleep. That'd be my guess.
He doesn't need sleep.
Well, like actual sleep.
He slept for 10 and a half hours.
Oh, but did he,
sleep,
though?
But it wasn't sleep.
Right, yeah. That's my thing. If he's laying there for 10 hours, he shouldn't be oversleeping.
Listen to me. I went to a sleep study. I have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
They say I wake up like 48 times a minute or something. Like, my doctor said to me, well, how is my sleep? He said, what sleep?
Right.
Literally what he said. What sleep? You don't sleep. You're up every 3 seconds or something. I can still get here by 2.
Yeah.
It's 2. Even if I took 30 seconds of every minute to sleep, it's still 6 hours.
Right. You like take 12
the
hours.
Math, right.
Yeah. You're I'm only getting 5, 6 hours.
Even if you were
sleep.
Up every 30 seconds of a minute, you still got 5 hours.
Yeah. It's bizarre, you know? Just, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So anyhow, real quick here, I'll just tell you the reason I brought... What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time? Is it A Christmas Story? That's on every year now, 24/7, but it's hard to really beat that movie. It is kind of the perfect Christmas movie for my money. I don't really need to see it all that often. Many times, but
I
it's
like
great.
The Seth Rogen one with Miley Cyrus.
The night
Cyrus.
Before. I tried to watch that, actually. We were going to watch that, and I had to rent it. Or it was on Starz, which I couldn't get logged in Florida.
You walked out.
Well, he probably went to go get some coffee, get some Red Bull. I'm serious. He'll come back with Red Bull now. So they say the best is It's a Wonderful Life. Okay, fine. Mm. But they say the second best is A Christmas Story. But I'm more interested in the worst list. Because a couple of the movies that were on the worst list, one is this
I like Home Alone.
The Rock movie. Yeah, that's a good one, right? That's usually on most top 10 somewhere.
I like A really Christmas Story, but it's kind of more like, do I really like it?
It is a good movie.
Or is it like...
You're sick of
my
it. But...
Well, not even am I sick of it, but is it my version of... My mom's, Miracle or whatever.
I think it's a good movie. I think it's funny.
I think it's nostalgia feeling for me.
For sure
I don't know
now,
if it's good, really.
I think it is. I think now it's all, you know it so well. None of the jokes are original anymore. You've heard them all. It's not like you catch something that you didn't catch before. You've seen it so many times.
I like Bad Santa.
So Bad Santa 2 was on the list of worst. And the list of worst is short. I was going to ask if you'd seen that one.
Of course I have.
The reason the thing got my attention is because they put Red One on the list. There's only like 5 or 6 movies on here on the worst of all time. I haven't seen it. Jingle All the Way 2 with Larry the Cable Guy, I didn't know existed. I didn't think Jingle All the Way 1 was very good. Anyone who likes those really bad Christmas movies like that, I know, okay, you were a kid when that came out. Because kids are much easier to please, right? So you must have been right at the right age.
Because
that's a bad one. Yeah. And
where he goes and gets the gun?
The action toy, the superhero.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid, but I felt like maybe it was because I was a little bit old for it when it came out. Yeah, I mean, it depends on your age, too.
I watch it, I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Well, one that they put on here is one of the top ones, one of the worst Christmas movies ever, A Christmas Story 2. I liked that.
Oh, the one they just made recently.
Yes, that Vince Vaughn produced. I thought they did a good job. What was wrong with that?
No, I thought it was really good.
You're just hating to hate at that point. Like, of course it's not going to be as good as the first one, but... They did a good job.
I thought the new Home Alone was pretty good. Well, no, they did like a 3 and 4, I think.
Right, I was
going to
ask you which one.
And then they did a new one.
Home Sweet Home Alone, that's on the list of worst. It's a Disney Plus movie.
No, there's one like they did last year or the year before.
That was a Disney Plus
movie. And the older brother's a cop.
Yes, I think that's a different one, right?
Yeah,
or maybe that is Home Sweet Home Alone. I don't know.
I thought it was good. Anyway.
I don't know how many they made, but they said that that's one of the worst ones. Actually, I think they had it at the top of the list for worst ones. But the fact that they had Christmas Story 2 on there, I was like, there's nothing you could have done then. There's no way that you can follow up A Christmas Story and make people happy.
The one that hits me, where I'm like, all right, all of these jokes and references really nail my childhood is the one with, and I'm going to forget his name as soon as I bring it all up, 8-Bit Christmas.
Oh, with Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes.
I like that movie. I've only seen it once, but I noticed
it
that's
nails
like a
everything.
One.
It's great. Like, you know,
I need to watch that
if
again.
If you're a Gen X person, he nails what Christmas was like in our childhood.
I need to watch that again. There's some new Ben Stiller Christmas movie on Hulu. I turned it on the other night, and I was like, what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? Like, this is like a family movie. I probably don't need to see this, but honestly, now I'm kind of, like, curious enough that I want to finish
this. Christmas is with Vince Vaughn? You like that one?
Yeah, the people like that one, you know?
I like that too.
Yeah, and I feel like that's one that's won people over. A lot of those in the beginning, they get bad reviews, but then over time, people are like, you know, that's not such a bad movie after all. I like it.
The I Nutcracker, started the Eddie Murphy one, didn't I?
Which one?
Oh.
Did he make one recently?
Yeah.
What was
Candy Cane Lane.
I watched that. Yeah. I don't even really remember it, but I remember we watched it.
Like a decorating
we watched
competition,
it while
and then they turn into little miniatures or whatever.
We it's watched great. It while we were decorating the house, so I don't have any recollection, but I definitely don't remember hating it.
That's good.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
We're getting ready to do the news, my man.
Yeah.
Oh, and there is some stuff going on. Big update to a story that we've been following here closely.
Right. I know we were talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving movies. I do want to say that I do not force Four Brothers on my boys.
I don't think you have to.
As we were driving, they were like, hey, we're going to watch Four Brothers. And a lot of times, I will say, they're on their phones when we watch movies together. Sometimes it drives me crazy, depending on the movie. If I'm like, hey, let's watch The Godfather, and then I see, like, you know, there's some talking scene, and they're scrolling through. I'm like, God, but
right.
I'm like, why does that make me irrationally angry? What do I care if they miss it?
Because now if they tell you they like it or didn't like it, you're not going to believe them either way.
Right.
How do I know? Did you actually watch it?
Right.
Are you actually paying
attention?
There's
a good part. There's a good part. So, but I looked over. Phones down for Four Brothers.
Well, look, you're going to make fun of me, but getting Brooke's sister off of her phone is, like, impossible.
Right.
And she didn't know who John Candy was.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Isn't that crazy? And she's like, who is that guy? And I was like, John Candy.
And I know she's younger than us, but
I know, but she's 29.
Yeah, and John Candy's
I just people
like,
know who he is.
Yeah, I mean, there's actors who are older than I know who they are.
I think she would say that she's not, like, a movie pop culture person at all. But still, I was a little surprised. Because it took me a while. And it was actually the scene where they're in the car and he's singing Ray Charles and Steve Martin's asleep. And she goes, who is that guy singing? And I said, Ray Charles. So she thought John Candy's name was Ray Charles for a minute. So that opens up a whole other can of questions.
Yeah.
Do you know who Ray Charles is? But I didn't get
that. I guess some people just aren't. I mean, whatever. I don't hate her because of it. It's just like, man, that name, it's like, you know.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a big name.
Iconic name. Whether you liked him or not, it's just one of those big names.
I mean, it's not Tom Hanks big,
but it's
a pretty big star. People know him. I mean,
comedic,
you know,
movie actors.
And, like, not a guy that you get mixed up with anybody else
look-wise.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Yeah. But she was off of her phone basically the entire time, and she really liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law did too.
Well, there you go. Well,
so,
now you got to show her the other ones. Uncle
now I
Buck.
Show,
and
now I got. I know that's
I
what I said. I was like, you
got to
watch Candy. Uncle Buck. You
like,
got.
I don't think
Uncle
he's
Buck.
Funny at all, but I know
him.
You do.
I love him. Yeah.
Which I and like,
really
it's almost one of those things where like I get why you like him, and I wish I did.
There's something very sweet about him that I find
it's
very
kind
genuine.
Of innocent, and he's
and John Hughes was the one that some guy did a YouTube
likeable.
Documentary and pointed out that like John Candy's career wasn't necessarily going real well when it came to Hollywood movies. It wasn't until John Hughes and he started working together. And then you see, like, Uncle Buck and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and his parents in Home Alone. It was like John Hughes figured out how to make John Candy his best.
Right.
And those are, of course, my favorite roles of his. But she hasn't seen Uncle Buck. I mean, now I know what it's like to be a parent. Like, you get to watch something you've never seen.
But
just wait.
She didn't know who he was in Home Alone.
That's what I said.
That's
like, he's
I
in Home Alone.
Like,
I said that.
Polka,
I was like,
polka,
he's the polka,
polka
guy. Do you remember that? She's like, I don't know.
Maybe if you didn't know who he was, maybe you're just like just some extra guy.
Yeah. I'm like, you know Home Alone. She's like, yeah. And I was like, you remember the polka king of the Midwest? She's like, yeah, maybe. She's like, okay. But then I felt like she was just trying to get me to shut up. So I was like, hey, you don't know who he is.
Well, maybe you kind of know like that scene. But if you don't know John Candy, it's not so much of a big movie.
Yeah. It's like, who was
that
guy?
Don't you know that's the mom in Home Alone? You're like, yes.
Right, was it? Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
So, the news, we're going to doom scroll
here. Let's do, I'm sorry, I got you sidetracked because I know you love John Candy.
We can talk John Candy whenever you want.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you, but I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets,
herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, what's going on, kid?
Well, we're doing the news.
Yeah, good.
I'm sure you've heard. Oh, maybe you haven't heard. Big story. It was a big story to us when we talked about it yesterday. You had a bit of an update, but the story that's captured my
attention.
The Hawaii woman. Again, I pointed this out when the story first was in the news, that they never referred to her as a Hawaiian woman. They refer to her as a Hawaii woman or a Hawaii girl. They never say Hawaiian. Is that? Do you not say Hawaiian? I'm just curious because I've noticed that consistently in all these articles, but maybe one person did it and everyone else just
is
like,
it because
do we do
maybe
that?
She's not Hawaiian?
That's what I wondered. It is.
She's just
like,
from Hawaii.
If you live in Hawaii, but
Hawaiian is also a nationality.
Native, yeah.
Right.
So then you're a Hawaiian.
Because if you're a Michigander, you're just a Michigander.
You just
gotta
live there.
Or a Kansan, you just live there.
That's it. That's it. You just gotta live there. Born there.
Hawaiian is kind of like Jewish, I guess.
That's what I figured, is that it's like being...
Are you Israeli? Are you Jewish? I don't know.
Of some sort, yeah.
Right.
Anyhow, you know, this is the girl that was supposed to be taking this trip of a lifetime, flying to L.A., and then she was going to take a connecting flight to fly to New York.
She Pancho says she's Mexican now, so it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly.
If you want to interact with somebody like Pancho, KC, you can always do so on our twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Yes, and that's exactly right, Pancho. Looks like she is Mexican now, because the police had said, they put out these little, you know, tidbits. They weren't saying much, but they said a few days ago that they thought she intentionally missed her flight. And the family was upset by that for a couple of reasons. One, they said that no one had informed them of this, so they just heard it as when the police said something about it. And then they also were upset because the police, when they made that, put out that statement, they got the dates wrong, her age wrong, things like that.
But I'm really more interested in our Twitch right now, because they're saying, what about Hawaiian rolls?
Right, I know. There's other things
rolls,
that are Hawaiian.
Hawaiian rolls could be from Hawaii. They could be Hawaiian.
It could be the Hawaiians invented Hawaiian rolls.
And Hawaiian punch.
Right. So if you have, you could have Jewish bread. Right? Like Jewish punch,
yeah,
whatever
Jewish
it is. Rye. Yeah, there you go, Jewish rye. Something
I mean,
like
they
that.
They have that.
Yeah, so maybe that's... I don't know. I thought maybe someone knew the answer. But I'm going to keep calling her the Hawaii woman.
Hawaii.
Until I hear otherwise. The Hawaii woman. She is now believed to be in Mexico. The police came, they gave their big press conference, and they said, look, which we kept saying this, they obviously have surveillance video, CCTV footage of her. She was at an airport in
Hawaiian
L.A.
Bros?
Hawaiian bros, right. Maybe they're Hawaiian, though.
Hawaiian rolls are
and Hawaiian
delicious.
Punch.
I love Hawaiian rolls.
There's Hawaiian punch. There's other. There's Hawaiian things, but maybe she's just not one of them. She's a Hawaii girl. Or maybe she is, and you're allowed to say either one. I don't know. But the police came, gave a press conference.
Why is it Hawaiian punch?
I don't know.
More Hawaiian rolls. I never really thought about it before.
You have to look it up. Maybe there's
like
some...
Hawaiian punch from Hawaii?
I assumed Hawaiian rolls were, but as far as Hawaiian punch, that I don't know. You'd have to look up Hawaiian punch on Wikipedia.
On it.
The police gave this press conference and they said, look, we are not worried about her safety anymore. We do not think that she was kidnapped. We do not think that she's been trafficked. We think that she went to Mexico on her own accord and that she is willfully disappearing. And, Lazo, you mentioned yesterday that one of the things internet sleuths had found out about this girl online is that she followed a company that makes these, it's a Faraday phone case, whatever, these jackets where you could put your phone in a pocket and be off the grid. And the police say, yes, we think she'd shown, there's evidence that she wanted to be off the grid, and we think that that's what she went and did.
LAPD Missing Persons Unit has conducted extensive witness interviews, reviewed video surveillance, and collaborated with local and federal law enforcement agencies on this case. To date, the investigation has not uncovered any evidence that Kobayashi is being trafficked or is the victim of foul play. She is also not a suspect in any criminal activity. Additionally, the investigators noted that before departing Maui, Kobayashi expressed the desire to step away from modern connectivity.
Step away from modern connectivity, which goes back to that thing that you were talking about with the Faraday phone cases.
Faraday.
So, yeah, they say she's in Mexico.
Hawaiian is a Los Angeles-based family-owned and operated bakery. But it's known chiefly for its Hawaiian bread. It was founded in Hilo, Hawaii. I click on Hawaiian bread, and it is a type of sweet bread
that originates from Hawaii.
Portuguese,
right?
I guess some people call it Portuguese sweet bread.
Okay.
Portuguese sweet bread, known as Hawaiian sweet bread in the U.S.
Okay.
So there you go.
Now, what about Hawaiian punch?
An enriched sweet bread or yeasted cake.
I'm reading.
So it's a special type of bread.
I'm reading about Hawaiian Punch.
And?
Hawaiian Punch is an American brand of juice currently manufactured by Keurig Dr. Pepper. I'll bet you didn't know that.
I did not.
Originally invented.
I didn't know Keurig owned Dr. Pepper.
I didn't either. Invented in 1934 by A.W. Leo, Tom Yates, and Ralph Harrison as a topping for ice cream. It was started from original syrup flavor titled Leo's Hawaiian Punch. And then it gives the ingredients there. And it says it was created as this ice cream topping. And I don't care to read on further. You can read on further, I guess, and see if they were actually in Hawaii. They said that it did change names. I made it that far. It was called Hawaiian Punch later. Mm. But it was originally a topping. I never liked Hawaiian Punch when I was a kid. And then as an adult, I was like, yeah, I don't like that stuff. And I drank it. And I was like, holy crap, this stuff is amazing. And I'm talking like in my 30s. I started buying the big gallon jugs or 2 gallon jugs from Walmart.
The thing about Hawaiian Punch.
It's got a kick to it.
Yeah, and not only that, I think that kick, if you get it with zero sugar, it's still awesome. Most things with zero sugar aren't as awesome. And you're like, I don't really need this. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. But they figured out that Hawaiian punch somehow.
It's
that red zero sugar Hawaiian punch is good.
Gatorade zero sugar also, I think,
also
does
good.
A pretty good
and
job.
And that Simply zero sugar lemonade stuff?
I haven't had that. I haven't had that. No. If I drink too much of that zero sugar stuff, though, I start to think, yeah.
I don't drink
I'm
much.
Waiting for
It'll
them to tell me that
you.
I'm diabetic. Once they say I'm diabetic or I'm pre-diabetic, then I'll be more scared. I don't drink a ton of sugar, but when I go for pop or Gatorade or whatever, I kind of want it to have sugar. And I do drink sweet tea, which I know isn't great, but I don't drink a ton of it. I keep it in the house. Once a day.
What is that? I don't know. Everybody knows the brand. I think they sell it at Walmart mostly.
A tea?
Yeah, like I got to go there to get that one.
It's that Leaf Simply?
No,
Simply
it's like they sell it in a gallon jug.
There's the red one.
And it's
red.
Right, but there's a yellow one.
But it's not the same company.
It might be the same company, but there's a yellow one, zero sugar. I don't know who makes it, but
can't do that.
It's legit.
I mean, I guess I can in a pinch if I have to, but then I like to make my own. I
keep it in the fridge.
I will definitely.
But I'm not like you. You're like my boys. I don't. Like, I don't remember the last time I opened up a pop and drank the whole thing. Like, it just doesn't happen. But my kids are always, like, drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. You know, they're sitting watching TV and drinking. Everyone I know is like that.
My
thing is, like, I'll roll. Well, whatever you're drinking.
Yeah.
But you're drinking drinks all night.
Yeah.
I just roll up to
you're
the
like
fridge and grab, like, I keep two big gallon things of water in there. And I just take a couple slugs and then I'm done. Yeah,
my brother doesn't drink anything ever.
I don't know why.
He's like,
unless it's for a purpose, booze or Red Bull or something, coffee.
Right,
but like to be at night and be like, oh, I'm gonna open up a can of pop. I would never even.
My brother doesn't even drink coffee. But we went to the auto show in Detroit one time and we'd been walking for like 10 hours and I got him a bottle of water and he's like, what's this for? I was like, to drink it. we've been walking since 9 in the morning. You know what I mean? It's late afternoon now. And he's like, yeah, I'm not like, you're like my daughters. I'm like, in what way? He's like, you just always need something to drink. I'm like, I don't always need something to drink. We got up at 8 in the morning, and we've been walking around this thing all day. You're not parched in the least. He's like, no.
I don't get that.
I want something to drink, and I do go through a lot of carbonated water at night. I spend too much money on it. So
what
anyhow,
do you get? What kind do you get?
A lot of Aldi brand, a lot of LaCroix, a lot of that.
I like that Trader Joe's stuff.
I like the Trader Joe's stuff too. There's really not many that I don't like. There's a few flavors of LaCroix that I don't like, but for the most part, all the brands are fine. I'd say I drink most of the Aldi stuff because it's the cheapest. Remember the woman that stuck her boyfriend in the suitcase and he screamed, "Let me out!" There's video of it. You can watch. Where she? Did you ever see this video?
I feel like I did.
The talking suitcase. And he's saying, "Please, Sarah, let me out! Let me out!" And you can tell that she's kind of drunk and she doesn't let him out. Well, that guy died. And
In the suitcase?
Because of the suitcase. He'd suffocated in the suitcase. And she was arrested and she was put on trial. And back in October, a jury of her peers found her guilty. And the only thing that awaited was the sentencing. And she just got sentenced yesterday afternoon. Punishment for getting drunk. She says she was drunk. What she says happens is, she claims she's drunk. He says he's going to hide in the suitcase or see if he can fit in the suitcase.
Well, at first she said something different, but
she changed
the
story.
She deleted those videos on her phone, and they found those videos of her talking S on him while he's in the suitcase.
And he's like, please let me out.
Yeah.
Originally, it was that he'd gotten in there to see if he could fit.
They're
and then
like,
it was like, he asked
something.
If I could, right. And then it was like, he asked if I could help him zip it. But she changed her story.
Yeah.
You see the video. It does sound like she's drunk. The one part that I sort of believe is that she may have passed out drunk there. And then woken up and been like, holy crap.
Right.
That part I kind of believe. I don't know that she necessarily thought, you're going to die in there, mother. And that was her intention. It could have been.
I think she says, like, you're going to die.
She is saying that. She is saying that. But there's part of me that believes maybe she was just wasted. And when she woke up, she was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this happened. Well, she got sentenced to life.
Court pronounces sentence as follows. Ms. Boone, court sentences you to life in the Department of Corrections.
Sarah Boone showed no reaction in court as she learned her punishment Monday afternoon. An Orange County jury in October found her guilty of second-degree murder for leaving her boyfriend to die in a zipped suitcase in February 2020.
Now, maybe I just believe her part about being drunk because I've done so many things like that when I was drunk where you wake up and go, oh, my God, what did I do?
Steve Kleemer says, case closed.
Yeah, case closed. Good one.
There
I like
goes,
it.
Even on Twitch, twitch.tv/churchillism.
But maybe she did intend to kill him. I don't know. But there's been so many times where I've woken up with hungover and gone, oh my God, what did I do? Where's my phone? You know, just bad things where you're like, I never would have done those things.
Person in a suitcase and killed him?
No, just things that I never would have done sober where you go, oh my God, where did I do?
But there's things that line that you wouldn't even do drunk, right?
Luckily, it would seem that I never put anyone in a suitcase. I never pulled a gun on anyone. But I'll tell you this, I don't think you should have access to a loaded weapon when you're drunk. I don't think it should be within reach of you. I don't think it should be close.
I never
think
bad keep one things in my house.
Yeah, I feel like you got to keep those things kind of separate. But, and it more likely I hurt myself than anybody, if I'm being honest.
Right,
but
or I don't
still.
Want my kids to get to it. Just a risk versus reward. No one's ever broken into my house.
Right.
I guess they could. And I, you know, if you listen to this, I got something for you.
Yeah, but
one of those handgun tear gas things.
Yeah.
Like if my kids or I, if something happened, nobody's going to die from that.
Right. Right.
It's going to be horrifying, but no one's going to die. And if you break in and I hit you with that tear gas bullet, you're going
to
know.
You don't wake up, though, in the morning, hungover, go, did I kill my kids with the tear gas
bullet?
No, you didn't. Or did one of my kids kill the other kid? No. But remember the woman in South Carolina, the married couple, and they had just gotten married. It's their wedding day. And there were pictures of them. Of course, it was a wedding day. There's pictures of them. And they were on that golf cart, and they were riding that golf cart to the reception area, and a woman who was drunk behind the wheel crashed into that golf cart, and killed the bride on her wedding day. Remember that? Well, that
woman,
absolutely horrifying, and we always say this, but what that woman did, the drunk driver, she didn't do anything that I haven't done.
Except kill someone.
Except that someone died.
Right.
The results were different, but the law that she broke, the dumb decision she made was the same. I've made it before, and I'm just extremely, extremely lucky that nothing as bad as this happened, because it easily could have.
Of course.
And when I see this woman in court, she's got to be punished. Someone died on her damn wedding day.
I mean, it is what it is.
You got to be punished. But when she's sitting there crying and she says, I am truly sorry, and that alcohol I was addicted to it. I do feel for her, but you got to be punished. You can't just say, well, you were drunk. So she got 25 years.
A South Carolina woman charged in the DUI crash that killed a bride on her wedding day has now been sentenced to 25 years in prison. 27-year-old Jamie Komorowski pleaded guilty to reckless homicide and 3 counts of felony DUI. Officials say she was driving 65 miles an hour when she smashed into a golf cart carrying the newlywed couple and 2 passengers near their rental house in Folly Beach.
Let me ask you something. If it hadn't been their wedding day, if she had ran into a golf cart with the couple and it killed one of them, do you think that the... First of all, I don't think the news story would have been as big. I don't know that that makes huge national news. The fact that it was a bride on her wedding day obviously is why it was on the Today Show. That part I get. But what about the punishment? Do you think the punishment was steeper because of all the national attention that it got and the fact that it was her wedding day?
Sure.
It's like that guy who got drunk and hit the brothers before their sister's wedding up in Oregon or wherever that was, the hockey player's family.
Yeah.
When that makes big national news like that and you're the... You're the one on trial. I think he's probably getting more trouble. But is 25 years fair? I can't argue it. I don't think she needs to get life in prison without parole.
25 years, man.
I don't even know that anyone's asking.
You don't come back from that.
Right. Well, but...
She'll get out of prison. Yeah, she will, but what are you going to do?
Right.
But it's basically life.
It's better than life without parole.
It is, but I'm saying it's basically life, because you do 25 years, hard time... You're not the same person.
I don't know what her minimum is.
Her family, parents will be gone. Like, the stuff that she'll miss, her life is over.
But
25 years is too much.
Let's say that, because if you get 25 years, she'll probably do 12, 15.
Maybe 12.
I feel like you can recover. You can recover. She gets good behavior.
But still
going to
be hard on a, that's the other thing. Like, would she got more or less because of the situation, the circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Being in the wedding day and everything else. Also, will she be able to get parole? Because when they go in there like, oh, you're the lady. Because if you're a parole board or a judge, and it shouldn't be like this, but it is, like, hey, there's going to be cameras here.
Yeah, this
there's
is a story.
Going, this is a story. So I can't be like, hey, I feel bad for you. Here's 5 years. Like, you're going to get the book, right? And so I feel like the same thing with the parole board. Like, they're like, oh, this girl who killed that woman on her, remember that?
Does the media still
care? Is up for... parole 8 years later, I feel like a parole board is going to be like...
This woman's got to hope that the media doesn't care anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
that
they
they're
will.
Not there,
they
but
will.
They probably will be.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, we're finishing up the news here. I know we talked about DUIs earlier, but there was another story that involved someone getting drunk in this one. I mean, it's not funny. DUIs aren't funny, but this is a funny circumstance. I guess if nobody gets hurt and I'm not a part of it, I can laugh. But this woman in Oklahoma, I don't know if you guys saw this, she got a DUI. Somehow she ended up at the airport driving around on the runway. Now, I've seen people driving. Like, one time I was driving down Ward Parkway, and I saw someone coming down the wrong way. I know. Like, how do you drive? But I don't know what kind of airport it is. It's probably small. Looks like it's a smaller airport.
Oh, okay. Like, so a city probably, airport, like over there in Olathe or whatever.
You're probably driving through parking lots.
I feel like
there's
a fence there, though, but I don't know.
I thought of the Olathe one. Like,
yeah,
the flying lessons.
A fence right around there.
Maybe she drove through a fence. I don't know. But... The actual, what are they called? Air traffic control people in the tower. Uh-huh. They're the ones who see her. And they call the police like, hey, we got a car down there on the runway. Police show up. Of course, he's got body cam. And he's like, ma'am, well, why are you on the runway? She doesn't
When you were
runway.
Drinking, were you just drinking at the hangar?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wasn't driving.
Okay. But you were just parked and drinking?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the gentleman that stopped you while you were on the road here?
No. Like, I don't even know that guy.
Well, I know. They don't really know you either, other than they saw you driving. And in fact, too, I think...
I didn't do it.
The control tower called us, saying you were blocking the runway and driving around on the runway.
So, not a whole lot is known about this. The Tulsa County jail staffer confirmed to that network Law and Crime that this woman was arrested on suspicion of DUI, and she was released from jail the same day. But other than that, there's just the body cam footage, which if you get a chance, there's more of it to watch. But it is...
I like that.
It's pretty funny.
I didn't know that guy.
Exactly. I know. And he's like, I know. They don't know you either. They certainly don't know why you're driving around on the runway. But luckily, it doesn't say anything about anybody getting hurt. Did you hear the one about the woman who worked at IHOP for 13 years in Florida?
And Tiger Woods had sex with her?
No. This one was less lucky. This one works there for 13 years. A guy comes in. He's, what do they call the homeless now?
Temporarily unhoused.
Temporarily unhoused. How do we know they're temporarily unhoused? What if he's permanently unhoused? How do we know? That's, you're preconceiving, whatever. The guy, that I don't even know if he's homeless.
Experiencing homelessness.
He was experiencing homelessness. There you go. Mm-hmm. And he was hungry. Now, this...
He was experiencing hunger.
This waitress buys him some pancakes. And that's important here. It's not like she just went and got pancakes from the kitchen. It doesn't say in the story that she went and got food and just gave it to this guy without ringing him up. It says in the story that she paid for his pancakes. He was hungry, and she wanted to feed him. So she tells her manager, and she did not get the reaction she was expecting from her manager. As a matter of fact, she got fired, and now she's missing the busy rush season that a server should be enjoying with Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, families all going to IHOP. Yeah. They made it seem like in the news this is the best time to be a server. I don't know. Maybe it is. You know, I know Mother's Day is a big day. Thanksgiving is a big day, too.
Right now, though.
What's the other one? Valentine's Day.
Right now, people are chipping more. They're out. They know it's
generous.
Busy.
And they're with their families. They're going out to eat. So this woman works here 13 years.
As a bartender here, you start making more money right now for sure.
Well, it does seem like crap that she got fired after 13 years of working there for buying this guy pancakes. The manager says, look,
he wants a stinky homeless guy.
That's basically what he said. You're gonna encourage people to loiter around the restaurant.
She says a good deed led to her termination after she served food to a homeless man this past Sunday.
He stated to me and the host that he was hungry. Without a second thought, I bought the stack of pancakes and made him a water.
Hugh says she then informed her manager, but claims his reaction caught her off guard.
Told me the reason behind him being upset because of it could cause a loitering issue or things like that.
Okay. Now, I know why this is a story. It's a story because it's, can you believe they fired this woman for trying to be nice? And I get that. But I will say that if I worked at IHOP as a server, which I never did, but I have worked at restaurants. If there was someone,
you're never a server, you're a hostess.
If someone came in and they were unhoused,
they wanted food,
and I bought them food. Mm-hmm. I think I might get in trouble. I think my boss might get mad at me. Yeah, I could absolutely see them being like, "Hey, depending on the situation, what did the guy look like? Is it a guy who hangs out? Does he panhandle, things like that?" Mm-hmm. I bring him in, I buy him food. I could see my manager getting mad. I could also see my manager at Applebee's would not have gotten mad. Scott was a great guy. What? But he was awesome. But there were managers that I've had that I could see absolutely, like, Reed, why did you do this? Why did you buy? And even if I said I paid for the food, I could see them saying something similar. Now this person's going to come back. You know, it's like feeding the pigeons. I know it's rude and it's dehumanizing, but I could absolutely see getting in trouble. You couldn't?
Yeah.
Even working the 13 years.
What's the guy's got a fecal matter on his pants?
Well, now you're being a little... But seriously.
Right. Stinky sitting in your restaurant. People will come in. They don't want to sit next to a stinky guy.
He might stink. I don't know.
I'm saying.
I know he could get in trouble if you're saying that, but he might.
Right, yeah.
But he's saying it.
Well, when you're unhoused, you're usually going without a shower.
It's hard to shower, and it's hard to get your clothes cleaned and all that stuff. So I just imagine this guy hanging out around there. He tells her he's hungry, that he didn't have any money, and she feeds him. The manager says, hey, you do that. Now you're encouraging people to come back looking for free food. I get it.
T-Brag 2 says, if you brought a homeless guy into the studio and gave him kratom, would Bob fire us?
I think he'd say,
hey, the homeless guy can't be.
Right, that's what he would say. I think he'd say, you can't do it. Why'd you do that? Now, if I say, look, you really want to kratom, I think he'd be like, okay, but don't bring him in here. Then we go outside and there's two people out there waiting, like, hey, is Slim here?
Right, you guys have some kratom?
Right, I think our boss would be annoyed. For sure.
I don't know. He lets Snow Cone come.
He's a nice guy. I agree. He's a nice guy.
I was going to say, it's pretty close to what
I do. Right. He just rolls up and takes kratom and leaves. Yeah.
If Bob was the manager at IHOP, he wouldn't have fired the server. But I could see him, because he does run a tight ship, being like, yo, I know the guy was hungry.
I
need
to
treat
homeless
people better.
Not firing somebody, just being like, yo, let's not make a habit of this. And I understand what you did. It's a good gesture. If you feel that way again, come and get me.
Yes.
And we'll figure out a way to get this gentleman some food.
Yep.
And a place to eat and those things. I'm all about it. Let's help. I mean,
give her a warning
earlier, but
13 years. Give her a warning.
We'll figure out a way. to make sure that he gets the pancakes.
Yes.
You know, but let's just not make, you know, let's make sure we do it together and we know what we're doing.
And this isn't, doesn't become
not in trouble at all. Like, I love you and thank you for doing that, right? It's great.
Well, yeah,
but
she's worked there for a long
time. From now on, let's, you know, let's do it together.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I could see some sort of action being taken by a manager. Right. What they shouldn't have done is fired her, because I'm sure IHOP doesn't want this type of publicity. Maybe they do. They say there's no such thing as bad publicity. Maybe. But I'm sure now IHOP will probably respond to this because it's a national
news
story.
They'll hire back.
They might fire the manager.
I like IHOP.
This one's in Lakeland, Florida. Sounds great. It looked like a great restaurant. Like the perfect little IHOP in Lakeland, Florida. I thought,
I've been there.
I could be a server for 13
years. Tigers
play
preseason. Baseball.
And you went down there to watch them?
Right, when I lived there, I went there a couple times.
I just thought Lakeland, Florida.
I actually
IHOP.
Applied for a job in radio at Lakeland because I thought it would be so cool to be in, you know, where the Tigers do their stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, and they didn't give you the job?
I did not get the job. So
it says here on your resume that you lost your last job when you hit your boss in the head with a phone.
Young. Really young.
Okay.
I went down there, I was like, my God, they didn't hire me. I was like, really?
Were you a fan?
I just remember thinking I may not be good at this because I'm listening to you guys on the radio as I'm coming in. You're horrible. Like, literally, it's a really small town, bad, bad radio. And I'm like, oh, I got this job. And they're like, yeah, no, sorry. I'm like, what?
But were you a felon? Because that makes it tough sometimes,
I didn't
too.
Tell them that.
I didn't know if they automatically, when they run the resume, like they put it through some sort of a computer, like a background.
No, this was out of someone's house.
They find out that's how they did it?
Literally was, like a house in the woods somewhere with an antenna sticking out of it.
Okay, well, yeah, you probably should have been able to get that.
I didn't get hired in St. Joe.
It happens. My brother got hired in St. Joe.
I know. What station is that? Stupid station?
Now I'm not going to tell you.
I hate them. They didn't hire me.
So what? Maybe they didn't have the money. Maybe they didn't have the money.
I didn't ask for any money. I just went in.
They might hear you and go, we can't afford this guy. We can't afford this guy.
They had no idea. I drove all the way to St. Joe, interviewed with a guy, and he was like, yeah, you're not what we're looking for.
Right, because he can't afford you.
No.
It's K-Joe.
I didn't ask for any money. You know, what?
It's K-Joe.
Yeah.
It's the station you applied
to. They can go to hell.
I don't like that you're saying that.
Why?
My brother worked there. That's like what got me interested in radio.
They wouldn't hire me.
I get it.
I also applied at, I don't know, 95.7.
Yeah.
They wouldn't hire me.
I don't know what that was called. Vibes.
A country station, Q104, whatever. They wouldn't hire me.
Well, they're not going to hire you. They've got a reputation to uphold. I mean, that's
what
a big
station.
What
does that mean?
Station.
They don't know me.
Yeah, but they don't need your help.
I applied.
Those country stations.
I applied everywhere. Nobody hired me.
Those country stations are competitive. They got top-tier talent in there. They're not looking for us, that's for sure. The FBI says they're investigating all
these. They can all go to hell, though. Every last one of them.
The FBI says they're investigating all these drones over New Jersey. Now, look. Go look this up for yourself. Don't do it while you're driving, but look up video of these drones flying over New Jersey. The people in New Jersey are freaking out. The government says, yeah, it's drones. We're trying to figure it out. These are some big-ass drones, and they're moving pretty fast. I know drones can do weird things. I'm not a drone operator, so I don't know about the latest drone technology, but look at these videos and tell me it doesn't look like UFOs. Obviously, residents think that it could be more than drones, and if it is just drones, they're still freaked out. Why are they all hovering over my neighborhood all night long?
We're all completely unnerved. I didn't sleep last night. When I would get up and look out my window at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., they were still hovering. I got up at 5:30 this morning, and they were still there. As the sun was starting to rise, they went back in the same direction they came from.
It's been going on for 2 weeks, and these drones come out at night in a specific location and start flying around. And if you go look at the video, Lazo, tell me what you think. It's obviously aliens.
I can't even listen to you. I'm so mad at KJO right now.
They couldn't afford you. It couldn't
make
anything personal.
Money.
They heard you and they go, we can't afford
this
guy.
Hear me?
They already had a, they weren't looking for help.
They were looking for somebody.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, I applied there. They were looking for somebody.
They were looking.
Yes.
They said they had an opening.
Yes.
And they didn't hire you?
No.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right.
Yeah.
It's nice when you're in here just with no pants on, showing everybody your
No, we're doing that later. Save it.
I thought you were going to do it for Christmas.
Well, I am, but I got to save it.
No, come on.
No, this is all about keeping people glued to their radios.
Well, they can come to the Twitch and see your butthole later.
Right. But we don't do it now. We wait.
Okay.
And then in a little bit, boom, you'll get to see
it. The big reveal.
Did you hear Snow Cone singing my dad's song?
Yeah.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Yeah. Someone's got popcorn. And I was singing Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me, we got these songs stuck in our head. Did you guys see that thing where they claim to be actual scientists said, okay, if you get a song stuck in your head and you can't get out of your head, which there are some songs I really don't like stuck in my head, especially yacht rock songs. I can't watch that.
I haven't watched the documentary yet.
I can't watch it because I know those damn songs.
I love yacht rock.
Not all. You don't like Steely Dan.
Of course.
Well, some of that stuff, I'm just afraid I'll end up getting stuck
in
my head.
Dirty Work.
So I haven't.
Like,
see,
I mean,
that's in my head now.
That's a good song.
And now that's going to be in my head.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work.
Oh, no. That's just going to be there. And they call it an earworm, I think.
I like yacht rock. But I mean, I don't own any of the CDs or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm driving in the car, I'll be like, you know, hey, Siri, play yacht rock.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my mom driving me to school.
Yeah, it is stuff that my mom listened to.
And
my dad didn't listen to
it. I will tell you,
much.
My boys listen to it.
My
even like so, Yira likes yacht rock a lot. But even my youngest, Chacho, who is way more into Lil Tecca and
The good stuff,
Boogie with a Hoodie, and that's all he's listening to. You know, Dirty Work came out the other day, and he's like, yeah,
it just gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Well, scientists said, okay, if you got an earworm, that's what that's called. It gets stuck in your head. They literally claim that they worked on this, like there's some science behind it, and they put together this clip of noise. I remember there was a song on YouTube years ago where this guy said, you know, if you've got a song stuck in your head, listen to this, and said, and it was popular.
Well,
but he wasn't a scientist. He wasn't a scientist. No, that's what I always thought. It never did, though. It wasn't very good. He wasn't a scientist. These guys are supposedly scientists. They put together this music, so you got a song stuck in your head. We're all singing, I'm a Fool to Do Your Dirty Work right now. Snowcone's in there singing Crunch, 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 Someone's Got Popcorn. You listen to this.
Hit song.
Yeah, listen to this. This is science. That sounds good. It's almost done.
And now you won't have a song stuck in your head?
I haven't in your head anymore.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work.
I knew you were going to do that.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you were just talking about Dallas. I don't know why you're talking about Dallas all the time, the show.
The show?
Yeah. But it reminded me. This was literally this morning.
You
I saw
brought
this.
Up Step by Step.
When I was in Florida, I was watching Step by Step. Brooke
and I was
never
like,
seen
I'd never seen it either, but I think Patrick Duffy was in it. Bobby Ewing from Dallas.
Step by Step was a TGIF show back, I think, in 91. Suzanne Summers was the mom, and she had games for days. I mean, she wore high heels. I only watched like 6 or 7 episodes over the break.
In a row?
But she,
why did you do that?
I'd wake up and I'd turn it on. It's comforting.
Why?
I don't know. I'd never really seen it before. I think I was a little too old for it. Actually, I wasn't. I just never really watched it. I was aware of it. I knew some of their names,
I
never really watched it.
I've never seen it once, but why were you watching it?
Because Suzanne Summers, I could not believe how hot she was. And every time they show her, the show mostly takes place in their kitchen, in the home of their kitchen. And she's always wearing like a dress and heels, like it's the 1950s. She always has like 5-inch high heels on.
Why are we talking about this?
Dude, I just said I was watching it, but then you said, I don't know what it is. And I said, it's got the guy from Dallas. And you knew who I was talking about.
Patrick Duffy.
Yes. And I just saw a thing this morning. There was a list of TV shows.
Patrick Duffy's dead, I think.
Did he die?
I think so.
I thought he was like in his 80s. I thought he was alive.
I feel like he's dead.
He could be. They did a list, Mental Floss. Remember that magazine? You used to subscribe to Mental Floss.
Yeah, I like Mental Floss.
They did a thing that I saw this morning, and it was 11 shows that changed the course of history.
Mm. And Dallas was one of them?
It was number one. Yeah. Dallas was number one.
Who shot JR?
Who did shoot JR?
The woman. I forget.
See, I know who shot Mr. Burns. I remember that from The Simpsons. Do you remember who shot Mr. Burns?
No.
Yeah, it was the baby. What the hell's the baby's name? Twitch, it's been so long since I've watched The Simpsons.
Uncle Jimbo shot him? Is that true? I thought it was a woman.
Did you watch it with your parents, Dallas?
To be honest with you, I was too young. So, like...
Well, I was pretty young. My parents watched it, and I didn't know what was going on.
It was on. And I remember my grandmother, my mom, and my aunt would get on the telephone and talk about it. After it was over.
It was a big deal in my house.
Yeah, I wasn't old enough to like, I remember it, but I wasn't old enough to be like, oh, I'm watching this and I'm interested in it. I'd have to watch
it. I just remember it was like late 70s, early 80s.
You, so why would you be?
So I was seeing the end of it. I remember my parents, it was like appointment viewing and I was extremely young. You know, I remember the intro. But I was way too young to be watching it.
What year were you born?
82.
It started in 78.
Yeah, it was late 70s, and then it ran through 80-something, right? So I saw the very end of it, and I was really young. And I didn't actually see it. I just remember the theme. I remember my parents being excited about it.
I was too young. Like, I had to go to bed when it started.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. What year did it end? Does it say what years it ran?
1978.
It was like 79. Okay, to 87. Maybe 9 seasons, something like that. It would have been just long enough that apparently, at least that last season, God, I remember my parents watching it.
1990.
Okay, but maybe it did. And that's why I remember it. I don't know if my parents watched it all the way through.
Started in 78. Yeah, it says 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. I was counting those. I know that was an order and I sounded dumb, but I thought maybe
they
stopped for like 5 years and brought it back or something. Because, yeah,
that's what
I guess maybe my parents stopped watching it in the 70s.
That could very well be. Because I don't think I was 8 years old when my parents were still watching it, which would have been when it ended. So I think they probably quit watching it, but I was probably 5 or 6, and they were definitely watching it. But Mental Floss says it's the number one show that changed the course of history. The other shows on there, that was number one. Can you guess any of the others? There's only 10
Cheers.
Of them. No, it's not on here.
Hmm.
These are the top 10. I don't know.
Archie Bunker.
I don't know what these are.
MASH.
I know one of the other shows out of the 10. I've never heard of the other ones.
Okay. The Jefferson.
General Electric Theater was number
never
2.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Kathy Come Home. Never heard of that?
It.
This is Early Bird.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. Star Trek. Heard of it.
Okay.
Seen it. That's a good show. Oh, you know what? I do remember this, and this was appointment viewing. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. My parents
you
and I
don't
watched.
Remember that?
Well, we might have been watching reruns, but we definitely watched it.
That was
I bought the yo-yos. I bought the yo-yos and everything. Well, it could have absolutely been reruns, but I know I liked it, and my parents wanted me to watch it. It was one of those things, and I remember, you know, the main brother, which whatever his name was, coming on to other kids' shows. Like he would come on the Lamb Chop show, and I would see him other places. But yeah, I liked the Smothers Brothers. Then The Inventors is number 8. Never heard of it. Hour of Decision, number 9. Ever heard of it?
No.
And then number 10 is The Living Planet.
Nope.
No, these shows are old. I mean,
horrible.
I saw most of the pictures
of
I saw looked like they were
not
black
one
and
of them.
Well, no, they were way before our time, but Dallas.
Doesn't matter. There's shows that were before my time that I would watch. Those all sound stupid.
Well, they're saying that they changed.
Well, whatever. I'm telling you, I'm not even interested in.
And I think The Living Planet is David Attenborough, so I have seen it. That's like Planet Earth.
You know, I liked Sally Field when she was, you know, watching the reruns when I was a kid, when she was like, Surfer or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. Yeah. So it's not like I don't like
those
shows
like
that were before my time.
I know, but I think sitcoms are the
sound
ones that
horrible.
Got, I think they're really old. The Planet Earth, you know, the Living Planet. Hour of Decision is like that preacher guy, the famous American preacher guy. That's really old stuff. But you remember the Smothers Brothers?
Not
and
really.
I saw that in reruns.
I can't picture him in my head. I know the name, but
you don't know what the Smothers Brothers
I can't
Brothers
picture
like?
Don and Tom Smothers.
If I showed you one of them, would you know, oh, that's one of the Smothers Brothers? Really?
Mm-mm. I might think it was I don't know.
My parents must have forced that on me because that was like the 70s that they were doing TV, right? So I wasn't born yet. But, I mean, I do remember watching them a lot on TV, so my parents must have had some sort of reruns, or maybe, I don't think we had cassettes of it.
But, yeah, no, I'm looking at a picture of Smother Brothers right now.
And you don't recognize them?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so that must have been something that one of my parents
I didn't
really
say Tom, though, and that was right, so.
You did say what?
When I told them, they said Tom, yeah. So it must have been something. But.
Yeah, like, you're obviously aware of them. Those
Tom
are the shows
and Dick
that,
Smothers.
It was Dick?
Dick Smothers.
Okay. Well, anyhow.
It's also Snow Cone's nickname at the bar.
Those are the shows that changed me the most. The greatest
old
shows.
Dickie Smothers.
The greatest shows of all time.
Yeah.
You said Cheers.
Cheers.
And I don't know if it's in the top 10, but I'll say Roots is 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show. We know these shows.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I think the greatest show of all time. The Wire's number 7.
Okay.
Sex and the City, number 6.
Okay.
You used to love that show. Lazo would talk about Sex and the City at work on Mondays.
I've never
and I'm
seen
like,
one episode, but I feel like it's probably pretty good.
My ex watched it, but I don't really remember it. Breaking Bad is number 5. The Simpsons, number 4. The Sopranos, number 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so what does that leave for the best shows of all time? I got to tell you, this is a little controversial. They've got Mad Men ahead of Sopranos at number 2.
Okay.
Look, my fiance loves Mad Men.
Not bad.
And I never watched it like as it was coming out, but I've watched all of them now with her. She likes to just turn it on. It is beautifully done. It looks very 1960s. It's right. Cool to see the sets. The show itself is just fine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just not okay. The Sopranos.
I'm not like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? I never had that moment watching it in order with her, which I did. The Sopranos, those shows, you should be, there's lots of moments where you go, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Who did this?
Did you watch the David Chase documentary?
No, I haven't watched that.
You should watch it. It's good.
Number one show of all time, though?
I don't know.
I Love Lucy. I'll let that that slide. I would put Seinfeld at one, but you don't like I Love Lucy?
It's not my favorite.
Come on. When you were a kid, you definitely watched reruns of it.
Yeah, it used to be on after school, and I was always like, you know, you kind of get through Lucy to get to Soap.
Well, Soap was good, but...
Yeah, Soap was much better.
I was
Soap
say
was great.
Sexy, but...
Yeah, it
soap
was sexy.
Good. But so was I Love Lucy, especially the color versions. I know it's harder to get excited about a black and white show, but the color versions of I Love Lucy... I Love Lucy show.
I didn't love I Love Lucy.
You didn't think she was hot?
No, I never masturbated thinking about Lucy.
Really? As a kid? Yeah. Not once. Huh, I got the book.
I mean, I don't think she's unattractive. I give you that. But never anything that I thought, man. Not like, you know, Soap.
Man. I had a picture.
That lady in Soap.
Yeah, I know. What was her name? From
Mona.
Who's the Boss? Yeah. Yeah, that show was good. My dad liked that show.
Yeah, of course. She's hot.
But I had a picture of Lucille Ball in fishnets. It's like on the cover of a Lucille Ball book. And she's
she
like
doesn't.
A,
she's not sexy.
I've got pictures of
she's
her being sexy.
She's always like tripping and falling down and being like, "Oh, yeah, but Ricky." Were, like, there's nothing whorish about her.
Except
she's like a real person.
Except that,
like, I don't want to masturbate to real people.
She did photo shoots
you
and she
I mean?
Did like stage performances, and she was sexy. Lazo, come on. I know it's black and white, but look at those gams.
Yeah, no.
You're telling me as
like,
a kid you couldn't...
She looks like a girl you want to date who trips over her own feet. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, look, that's my girlfriend Lucy.
Well, let me show you
clumsy
one...
Clumsy little bitch, but I love her.
Let me show you one of the pictures I had in my book when I was a kid. Come on.
Yeah, no, I would not.
She's wearing black nylons.
I like the nylons, but it's just, again, she looks like a girl who trips down the stairs every once in a while.
Hopefully that book
that's not
of mine
hoary.
Got burned because it doesn't need to exist.
Why?
Because it probably had a lot of DNA on it. It is a weird thing for a kid to masturbate to, but I masturbated
Lucy.
To that, and then I had Cheap Trick, that album. Remember I told you? Sleeping with a Monster.
Ricky Niels.
Look at the Cheap Trick album, Sleeping with a Monster. Look at the cover of that. Yeah. I had that CD, and I used it. You know, at that age, when you don't really have the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You make do.
You
and you didn't have the internet, so you know what it was like.
Yeah, but it wasn't Lucy.
But you never masturbated to an album cover?
Not Cheap Trick that I can remember.
Well, no, it's different for everyone. I just happen to have that Cheap Trick album, but you had, I'm sure you masturbated to a cover of an album at some point.
I think.
A magazine? Something that was not really meant to be overly sexual.
Yeah,
something where the creator never thought there'll be a kid masturbating to this somewhere in the Midwest.
Right,
we
all had
those. They might have known that with that Cheap Trick album cover. I don't know. But. Yeah, and then, of course, the Victoria's Secret catalogs and stuff like that. That doesn't count. Every kid was using those. I'm talking about when you were really desperate and you needed to masturbate to a TV show or to something that you had in the house. What was your go-to?
Well, I'm thinking right now, I'm looking at it. It might have been that, I don't know. There was a Cars album.
Yeah. Where she's got her legs up?
Yeah.
On the back of it? Yep.
Right.
Yeah, see? There you go. You
and then that Foreigner album, Head Games, where she's in the guy's bathroom.
Oh, I have to look
she's
that
like
up.
She's like sitting on a urinal.
Okay, I got to look that up. Yeah, but that was you masturbated to it more than once, right?
Well, if I didn't, it certainly got me started. You know what I mean?
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. So, you know a lot about sports. I don't know that much about like how the Pro Bowl works. People vote, right? Whatever.
What we just talked about is why people should watch the Twitch, by the way.
Yes, just go to twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Because what I just heard is that Slimfest and Snowcone were in a car together, and Slimfest said...
No, he wasn't in the car.
You can...
No. Snowcone...
And Snowcone did it.
No, we were...
And then you got married. Is that what happened?
Snowcone wasn't in the car. I used his car.
He used my car.
I asked, hey, can I get your car keys?
Oh, I thought Snowcone...
It was his car, but it was parked.
Had sex with you.
No. His car was parked, and I went up to him and didn't tell him what I needed. I said, can I get your keys? He thought I left something in the car. I go back to the car with the girl. We used his car, and then we came back. And then he's like, did you just have sex in my car? And I said, yeah. And that was that. Anyhow, I want to talk to you about football, Laszlo. Why can't you talk about stuff other than sex? For goodness sake. Come on. Clean it up a little bit. Something wholesome. So
I'm just saying.
People keep crapping on the Chiefs because they play these teams so close, right? And I don't know what you think of that. I hear two arguments. You see the Chiefs fans on Reddit who say, look, this is what the Chiefs do. They figure out that team and they find ways to win. It doesn't matter if they win by a field goal at the end.
That's fair.
They find ways to win. And then other people on TV saying, hey, or a podcast, saying, man, the Chiefs, you know, first of all, if you've been betting on them, you lose money because they never make the spread.
They never come to spread.
You keep losing money on them. And... They're having a really tough time against teams that they probably shouldn't have a tough time against. Those are kind of the two arguments. So, but their record is their record. They've only lost one game. They're going to the playoffs, and they're voting on Pro Bowl stuff now. Mm-hmm. And so I just saw this. It says the NFL released the early results of the vote, and it is good news for Kansas City. The Chiefs are among the top five most voted for teams with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
huh? That feels pretty good. Baltimore Ravens, Minnesota Vikings. Do you believe in the Vikings?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I don't either.
I don't believe in Sam Donald.
I really don't.
I don't.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
No,
right,
fine.
But you're you're going to get beat.
You ain't it.
Yeah, you're going to get beat sooner than later.
Sam Donald is not winning the Super Bowl.
That's just how I feel.
He's not.
But I don't know. Flacco did it, so...
Okay, well, there's
the greatest defense probably of all time. Yeah, I know.
No.
It's just one
Sam
of those things.
Sam Donald's not winning the Super Bowl. It's not happening.
The Vikings don't really
I promise you that. I promise it.
So it's the Lions, the Ravens.
It's impossible. It will not happen.
But I feel that way, too. Now we're probably going to make sure they win the Super Bowl.
No, because they won't. It's impossible.
Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Vikings, Steelers. Those are the teams that are the most voted for, right?
Okay.
It says, despite the Chiefs getting plenty of votes, Mahomes is not as popular among fans. Lamar Jackson got 44,000 votes. Derrick Henry got 40,000 votes. Barkley got 40,000 votes. Allen got 36,500 votes. And Gibbs got 35,600 votes. They've received the most Pro Bowl votes. That means Mahomes and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce are being overlooked by supporters. Now, my thing about Mahomes is...
Mahomes doesn't deserve to be in the Pro Bowl this year.
That's what I'm asking.
He doesn't. I mean, he hasn't played that well.
But finding ways to win games... But is that more of a coach thing, too? Do you give them combined credit for that?
Yeah, and the teams and complimentary football, and they could win the Super Bowl, but he's not. He is not this year a better quarterback than those guys you mentioned. That's just he's not.
Okay. I'm not trying to crap on the Chiefs. They're my team, and obviously I love Mahomes. But I see these people who are saying, look, you know, Lamar Jackson has lost, what have they lost, four games now? They've lost all these games. How is he getting more votes? The Chiefs find ways to win. Okay, but when you say the Chiefs find ways to win, I really think that means the Chiefs. I don't think that's just Mahomes. I think the coaches and
Mahomes.
Else. Obviously, he's the leader of the team.
And he's made unbelievable plays in crunch time. That's what he does.
Absolutely.
But that's not really what the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is like, hey,
stats.
Over the course of this year, what did you do?
Exactly.
And Mahomes isn't really...
How many touchdowns? How many yards?
Yeah,
all those
right.
things. That's what the Pro Bowl is and should be, right? I'm not upset as a Chiefs fan that... Jackson and Henry and Barkley and these guys got more votes. I'm not surprised.
I don't know if this is true or not. He's got a QB rating of 64.4 if I'm looking at ESPN.
I think that is right.
He's got 19 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. That's not Pro Bowl material.
By far his worst year.
Yeah, exactly. So the fans are upset saying, no, they find a way to win. Well, then look at the Chiefs overall. And if you look at the Chiefs overall, they are getting a ton of votes. They're up there with the top five most voted teams. So there you go. I don't understand.
And I think they could win a Super Bowl. He's just not playing very well.
Right. He's not the guy who deserves to get the most votes.
Certainly comparatively to how he used to play, right?
Or just for these other guys.
To like just the football and quarterbacks in general.
In general right now.
Yeah, he's a very average quarterback right now.
His numbers are...
That doesn't mean that he's not unbelievable in crunch time, that he doesn't make plays when he needs to play them, but his overall body of work for this season is very mediocre.
Exactly.
And the one thing that scares me, I will tell you, is that for years I have told you that Josh Allen is a fraud.
Yeah.
And that he makes dumb mistakes, and he panics, and he throws the ball up in the air, and he gives it away. Mahomes has done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. But for the last 4 years, it's worked.
Yes.
He would panic. I don't even know if it's panic. But he'd do things that you probably shouldn't do. Like put the ball in his left hand and throw it.
Right.
And somehow someone catches it and scores a touchdown. Throw it behind his head. No look passes. All those things. You know, throwing it to somebody and somebody else doing something crazy, giving it back. Like all these things that you shouldn't do. Those things aren't working right now.
Exactly.
But Josh Allen is doing that.
Is doing it.
He's doing it. Like all that stupid stuff. You're like, well, don't do that. But it's working for him.
He's having a hell of a year.
Yeah. That's scary because you're like, well, you know, he looks like Mahomes out there. He's doing dumb. Like
Mahomes in a better year.
Like Mahomes 2 years ago. Like they're laddering the ball back to him and he's diving over. Like, you're like, well, that's not a smart play.
But somehow
it's working for some reason.
Yes.
Right? That's, you know, so that's scary. When you think about the Chiefs and the Bills, that's just there.
Agreed. But I think my main thing would be, I'm not saying that Mahomes isn't a major reason that the Chiefs managed to win these games. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the Chiefs are winning in spite of his mediocre performance.
No.
I think he is absolutely the reason that they win by those people. He's a huge part of it.
Of course.
But it is a team effort, and his record overall, it's not a Pro Bowl record.
No.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, I see you running back and forth.
I got something you're going
to
like.
This guy, Snow Cone, he comes to work and then just leaves.
I know, he disappears all the time. I guarantee you
now. He's the worst. Is he going to quit soon?
He's taking a crap right now. I guarantee it. I think so.
Okay, good.
I saw something.
We're going to hire a girl. Can we hire a girl?
They're not going to let us hire anyone. Come on, get out of here.
Just be us. They're not going to let us hire a girl.
His job. Well, you know, put those.
It'd be nice to have a female perspective.
It would. Put those feelers out there.
Well, you're not allowed to say that.
What?
Not allowed to feel them.
That is not what I meant, and you know that. It means, you stick your fingers out there.
Okay. See, that's not. Mm-mm.
People say it all the time.
No, you're not allowed to.
That is not what I'm saying. I did not say to do that. That's for sure.
No, like, you know, point and finger. I'm like the cops. You know, hey.
No, you're. That's not. You're putting feelers out there. It's like curb feelers.
You said put your fingers
your
out there.
Well, I was using that as like a visual, but you're just, you know, you put your hands out there and you're going, hey, okay, I'm looking. Do I feel anything that feels good? And
okay,
then
I'm not sure
someone says,
that.
Hey, I'm over here. Come feel me.
I'm not. I'm not sure how all this works, but I would like to hire a woman who doesn't mind.
Feelers.
Yeah.
But like, don't be offended that we put our feelers out there looking for someone. I saw something you're going to like.
What? I'm not going to like anything.
David Lee Roth is losing his mind. Do you follow him on social media?
No.
Look at he does a karaoke version, basically, of himself. He's using music, they said, from 2022. And then he just gets on stage.
What stage?
I don't know where he's at.
Like, is it a karaoke bar or something?
No, it looks like it's like an empty venue. He's got pictures up behind him on his motorcycle. I mean, he sounds okay, right?
He's doing fine.
Okay. To see one band... If we're just going with rock vocalists, you want to see them at their absolute prime.
Right.
You can take a time machine and go watch this rock vocalist in their prime. Who would it be? Because I saw Billboard put out the best vocalist of all time. Stop it. Stop it with that crap.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Because I saw
Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross. But that's not an answer. We all know.
Where I always heard it would be.
There's like,
you don't want to see that live?
That's not the. No, of course not. If I had a time machine, there's like five or six people that you want to go see in their prime. You know who they are. And it's not Yacht
Rock. It's not Christopher Cross?
No. I mean, I thought you might say like Roger Daltrey from The Who, something
like
that.
That would be good in his prime.
Right. That, of course.
Well, about the guy who does the Pina Colada song. If you like pina coladas,
what the hell is his name?
And getting caught in the rain, you wouldn't want to see that.
We
guy
stayed at his hotel. What's it called?
That's not Jimmy Buffett.
It's not Jimmy Buffett.
No.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain,
no, it's a guy with like one hit.
Oh, I didn't know that. I always thought that was Jimmy Buffett.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but Jesus Christ.
Why are you even mentioning this guy?
Well, I like that song.
These are the 10 greatest rock vocalists of all time, not according to me, according to Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get, stop getting distracted by Yacht Rock. They say Axl Rose is number 10. Mm. I think there's an argument to make him number one.
Sure.
Bono, number nine. Okay. They got George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, number eight. Okay. That's not exactly rock, not what I'm thinking about, whatever. Debbie Harry, Blondie.
Rupert Holmes.
Lazo, quit. Come on. That is not
That's the pina colada guy.
I know, but you're not going to go see him.
People are probably in their car right now being like, it's Rupert Holmes.
Oh, that's true. Now they don't have to text it or Google it while they're driving.
Right.
The number six, they say David Byrne, Talking Heads.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain, Nirvana's number five. Now, you got to understand, I'm 42. Mm-hmm. I never got to see Nirvana. So looking through this list, there is a good chance that I'll take that time machine to go see Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you got to see Nirvana.
I didn't see Nirvana.
I never saw Nirvana, so... That would be really hard to say no to because I'm a huge Nirvana fan. Like, I still listen to Nirvana pretty regularly. I never stopped. I never got tired of Nirvana. It'd be cool. Robert Plant's number four. I thought they might put him at number one.
I thought they might put him at number one.
Freddie Mercury's number three. I also thought they might put him at number one. Stevie Nicks is number two. I have seen her. I actually saw her a couple years ago when she opened up for Billy Joel.
There's only one answer.
What?
Mick Jagger.
He's number one.
Of course he is.
Mick Jagger's number one. But, okay, so he changes everything. He's dancing on stage. I get it.
He invented what a front man is.
Sure, okay. But when I'm talking about greatest vocalist, it's like Robert Plant, Axl Rose. I think you can make the argument, you know, because it was so unique, Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm. But who is it for you? I thought you might say The Who, or I thought you might say Van Halen. But you might have seen Van Halen in their prime with David Lee Roth. I don't know. You were pretty young.
Mm.
My brother saw
Dan Fogelberg.
Jesus Christ, he's still
young. You don't like Dan Fogelberg?
No, I don't like Dan Fogelberg. Your mother likes Dan Fogelberg. I asked if
What's
you were
going to... Hey, what's that supposed
to be? It's mom rock. I'm asking if you got a time machine to go see one great rock vocalist in their prime, and you said Dan Fogelberg.
I just threw it out there.
You're just trying to be ridiculous.
I thought maybe that might be...
They got David Lee Roth all the way down at number 20 on the list.
Todd Rundgren.
Hello, it's me.
Why are you doing this? Why are you being combative?
I'm not.
You want to... So now I have to speak for Lazo, because I know him well. I say there's a good chance he picks Roger Daltrey, but he might pick David Lee Roth in his prime. That's the whole reason I brought it up. These other people, a lot of these people on the list I have seen in their prime, so... And I'm not going to see Janis Joplin. They've got her down there on the list, but I'm not going to see Janis Joplin.
I wouldn't mind seeing Janis Joplin.
Yo, come on.
I'm being honest.
Sit through Janis Joplin.
I would do that back in the day. If I had a time machine to take me back to the 60s,
you
want to
listen to her sing that crap?
And let's say Brandy.
Dude.
No? You like that one?
You're picking this stuff over real rock and roll. Over Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Led Zeppelin.
Looking Glass is not a real rock and roll band.
I'm saying that there's
no way. The Rhythm Section is not a real rock and roll
band.
You're
just trying to be combative.
No, I'm not.
You would not pick these artists over Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses. You're not picking these artists. This is ridiculous.
The Doobie Brothers. I go see Michael McDonald.
Jesus Christ.
By minute.
You and my father-in-law get along very well. Very well. He would pick all the same artists you just picked.
Hmm.
But I think any sane person would pick one of the legends, like Snoke. I'm probably going to pick Mick Jagger. If he's not, you probably missed the time machine taking a crap and it passes you by. So you didn't get to see Mick Jagger.
The time machine will pick you up at 2.
He's so excited. I get to see Mick Jagger tomorrow in 1969.
I'm too tired.
Damn it.
And then he's like, my alarm went off, but I don't remember. I don't remember turning it on.
I'm going to go with Christopher Cross. If you want
Christopher Cross.
Ride like the wind.
Out of here.
To be free again.
Jesus Christ. I'm going David Lee Roth. You got to see it. I didn't get to see it. Or maybe Kurt Cobain. I don't know. But David Lee Roth in his prime, Van Halen,
I mean, that would be good.
That would be amazing. Like, if the God Machine came down and said this was the best show they ever did, and you could get a ticket to that, yeah. I don't know. I know a lot of people say Led Zeppelin. I get it.
Yeah, Zeppelin's up there.
But GNR is still, you know, they toured and Axl sounded good. So I'm not saying he's in his prime, but...
Yeah, they ain't Zeppelin.
But he sounded good. I get it. But we're talking about seeing a legendary, you know, vocalist in their
right,
prime. Right,
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant is legendary. I get it. I just think when I'm watching Robert Plant, I love Led Zeppelin, by the way.
I'm going to go with England Dan and John Ford Coley. And I'd really love to see you tonight. That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah, it was probably good when your mother took you to see these shows.
Probably good when I took your mother to see
12 years
it.
Old. Yeah, yeah. In the Little River Band.
Yeah, your Polko. Mother took you to see that.
Yeah, in America. I saw all that crap.
You liked it, right? It was good.
No, I hated it. That was the whole point. I didn't get to see a cool show till I was like 14. My brother took me to see Rush. Shut up. You're just being a dick. Shut up. You know they're awesome.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
We're done.
We are done. That's a wrap.
Yeah, good.
Send it to the archives. What are you guys doing tonight?
I'm going to maybe stop for dinner, and then I got to take Chacho to baseball.
Where are you stopping for dinner?
I don't know.
I was thinking about going to Joe's.
Oh, that sounds good.
Brooke never asks. If I say, do you want barbecue? She always says, oh, no. But if I just bring it home, she loves it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you get?
She doesn't know what she wants.
I'm a Z-Man guy, so it's easy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Z-Man and fries.
Let's get a couple
I get
Z-Man
her the same thing. And you just drive through that thing, and they just pop
they have a drive-thru?
Yeah, it's like a carry-out. It's like a whole very organized
Where?
Project. You call them, tell them what you want. Oh, by the old station at the original
location. Oh, I never go to that one.
You just drive up there, and
yeah,
they've got a little
the side
window.
Door, and you go over, and yeah.
It's just for cars, and you just go in, and someone comes out and hands you the bag, and you drive off.
Yep,
it's like
quick and easy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just like your mother.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You keep saying that.
What?
You keep talking trash on my mom.
I wasn't talking about your mom.
Whose mom then? Talk about Snowcone's mom for
I
once.
I was talking about his whore mother.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Good.
He's the one who said quick and easy.
Yeah, I know what he's talking
just
about.
Just like your mother.
Yes, that's
you
his.
You didn't say anything.
It's his mother.
Yeah, his mother.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I was saying his mom's a whore.
Yeah. Okay,
Jesus.
Good.
Speak
the truth. I just want to make sure you're getting
all
it right.
Christopher Cross, good show. Stay positive, kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.